Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to Episode 150.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Yotpo SMS Bump, the leading SMS marketing solution for Shopify brands that are looking to build a top revenue channel. Delivering unbeatable conversions and click-through rates, SMS Bump will help your brand cut through the noise and boost sales. With SMS Bump, you can build powerful remarketing automations to recover abandoned carts or even reactivate customers who haven't shopped in a while. Special thanks to advanced segmentation filters, you can create truly personalized campaigns that will speak to each and every one of your customers, bringing in over 25x ROI. You can engage in one-on-one conversations with customers and give them the personalized experiences and tailored support they crave. What's also great about SMS Bump is their integration with key partners such as Zendesk, Klaviyo, Just Uno, and many more, including Yotpo's other solutions. Your audience can enjoy an always-on, omni-channel experience on the channel they prefer. It's incredibly easy to download SMS Bump for free and set it up in less than 5 minutes. This is the only text marketing app you will ever need for your Shopify brand. And now, as an e-commerce Fastlane listener, you get a one-month free trial on their paid plan. So check them out today. Click the link in the show notes, visit the Shopify App Store or ecommercefastlane.com/SMS Bump and see why over 90,000 other brands choose SMS Bump. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. And if you're ambitious and lifelong learner, then this is definitely the right place to be today. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, I'm very excited. Canadian company, so near and dear to my heart. I'm in the suburb of Vancouver. They're on Vancouver Island. And it's a very interesting company. And they're called Pilot House Digital. And my guest today is Eric, who's a director of content marketing, and David Steele, who's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Pilot Digital, as I mentioned. And they are a performance-paid media agency. They focus exclusively on helping direct-to-consumer brands to scale. Based on the few Q&A that I put ahead of time and some research I've done before recording today, I know this is going to be a very impactful conversation about what is working today and the importance and how you can actually scale a company. So super excited and stoked to get this show rolling today. So hi, Dave and Eric. And by the way, before I even get rocking on this, this is my first threesome on a podcast.
I believe the French call it ménage à trois.
Okay, that's a little bit better, probably. Being French, yeah, being bilingual in Canada, that kind of makes sense. So Dave and Eric, welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Let's talk about a high level first about Pilot House, because I can probably guess, as big as you are, and I know you're massively growing, we're talking at 20, 30 team members, now there's over 100. Like, it's insane the growth that's been happening thanks to this pandemic a little bit, people having to buy online, and that's really helping fuel the growth of kind of what your story is and how you're helping. So let's talk about high level first, how you're helping Shopify store owners and brands to scale.
Pilot House is, this digital agency. I joined it at the very beginning of the pandemic back in March. But I have been sort of friends with the founders and in the ecosystem myself for a really long time. And the thing that I would say that Pilot House does best is incorporates the principles of performance marketing, which is something that has a really has a strong root in Victoria, British Columbia. Two of the other founders started at a company that I was also at called Neverblue way back in the day, and that's an affiliate marketing company. And if you know anything about affiliate marketing, you know that affiliate marketing is all about making, you know, squeezing every last cent out of every click. You're only making money when you're actually driving conversions with performance or affiliate marketing. And that principle just sort of carried through. There was an initial company with Pilot House that was started that was a pure performance company. And Dave kind of came on as an employee of that company. He basically started a little agency business on the side of that. And that's how it went, really combining the principles of performance marketing with the agency model and coming up with something that has really, really served us well and really helped us grow and helped us grow a ton of other D2C brands.
I love these stories because, you know, what's important though is that I feel that a lot of times a lot of agencies are built really to solve a lot of their own internal problems, especially if it's they have run an e-commerce store and they learn about like just front lines, like exactly what's going on and what you need to do to kind of get to the next level. Maybe I'll flip it over to Dave now and just maybe learn more. I mean, you shared a little bit already, Eric, about kind of that journey, but it'd be interesting to understand just the whole founding story. I think it's interesting, like, you know, school, the desire, the expertise. I'm just curious, is kind of like, why put this all together and employ 100 some people now? I'm just curious on your mindset around building this agency and why focusing a lot on Shopify, but mostly on direct to consumer.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for me, you mentioned school. So I was born and grew up in Victoria, went to UVic here and Royal Roads, which, you know, teaches you a lot of traditional things. And so I set off and started a more traditional agency. I ran my own marketing consulting company doing email, CRM and the sorts, websites, things like that. I never knew this world of performance existed until I joined the company here in town. And it was my first experience to seeing how dollars could be spent in this way where every dollar counted. You know, my traditional background, you know, budgets were something to be spent. And at the end of the month, if you spent the right amount, everyone would high five. And that was, you know, that was a celebration. And all of a sudden you come into this place where, you know, you're spending your own money, right? And I'd seen that for the first time, and millions of dollars in a month. And I'd say, holy shit, you're waking up at the crack of dawn to optimize campaigns, because otherwise you're flushing your own money down the toilet. And so maybe for some listeners, Steve, who maybe don't know how the affiliate world works, if you got a product and you're willing to pay, let's say, an affiliate $50 to sell your product, that works for you, like your economics work, they'll go out and they'll sell that product. They'll run traffic on Facebook, Google, wherever. And if they can do it for, say, 30, and they can make that $20 profit margin. What I got exposed to is the dark side of affiliate marketing. I started to learn about the non-existent transparency, the attribution nightmare, right? And any companies out there who have worked with affiliates know that it's a game, right? It's all about trying to claim sales, who sold what. And I realized that although the way in which the media is bought is super attractive and it's super powerful, there's alignment on the monetary side, but there's no alignment on the partnership side. They're not going to be here in a year. And that's the other problem is, you know, you're trying to build as a Shopify owner, you're trying to build legs on your stool. You're trying to create stability in different platforms, in different traffic sources, and the affiliate traffic source, you know, that leg can get kicked out so quickly. So that was really, to me, this aha moment is to say, man, imagine if we brought these people together, but instead of drop shipping, you know, crappy products from China and pushing it all through, you know, Limelight and Connective and the rest of it, we actually worked on these long-lasting platforms like Shopify with brands and founders who had products that could really change the world and create positive customer experiences. And if we were the tip of the spear out there acquiring those customers for those brands, that could be something special.
You're absolutely correct on that. This is the feedback that I get from a lot of brands too, is they feel that unfortunately, marketing is a little bit of a black box for them. You know, I just got off a call recently, just literally a couple hours before recording today. And that was one of his complaints, was that he feels that a lot of agencies don't understand the business specifically, and they're also concerned a little bit about ownership of the assets based on the work effort that was put into something. That's one part of it. And then the other part is, well, how do you guarantee results? And maybe that's part of the performance aspect of saying, hey, we're going down the right journey where we understand LTV, we understand conversion rate and average order value. Like, we understand a lot of these things. We're considering a lot of things when we're building out campaigns. They're being tracked. I really want to dig into some of the specifics of your agency because I think it's quite unique. We have some purpose-built software and things like that that really prove the value of the execution of kind of what you guys are doing. Let's jump into some of the platforms. I think there's a lot of different channels and marketplaces, and there's a lot of places more than just having your own website. How are people getting traffic today? How and where are they investing their money? You obviously have a different vantage point, I believe, because you're executing with so many direct-to-consumer brands, these digitally native companies for the most part, and we're trying to get revenue to them and the LTV out of it. So let's talk. I don't know if you have a list or if it just comes top of mind, but we would love to understand a little bit more the platforms and where people should be investing today, like their resources.
In our world, at least what we do at Pilot House, you know, our 1-2 punch really is Facebook as the high scale platform paired with your Google search and shopping. Then the third sort of trifecta that comes in is your email and SMS. The reason we focus on these is because you transact through Shopify, you own your data. We do have a division within Pilot House that does Amazon, and they're doing quite well, and that kind of adds that omni-channel presence. Some people just prefer to check out on Amazon. That's fine, Prime members. So we kind of go 1, Facebook, 2, Google, 3, email, SMS, 4, Amazon. Beyond that, you're starting to get into some of these platforms that, you know, you really got to invest into them. You know, the Google Display Network, it's starting to yield positive click attributed cold prospecting audience success, which is something that, you know, Display Network has never been able to do in the past. YouTube, of course, second largest search engine, massive traffic opportunity, difficult nut to crack. You're going to have creative capabilities there, video capabilities, to the extent you don't need on Facebook. Facebook, quick human content wins, and you can shoot that with an iPhone.
That's so true. I find the user-generated content right now, just based on the pandemic, a lot of, you know, larger budgets when it comes to creating content. I think people are actually resonating a lot more with kind of the grassroots, kind of, I can't spend $5,000 and $10,000 or more to do a studio shoot or a video production. You're literally doing it in like the co-founder's house with buying a couple lights he got off Amazon and using your iPhone, right?
It's really authenticity, I think, right? I think that's what we're seeing there. And I think that you bring up a good point with UGC, and it speaks to a little bit too to how Pilot House is structured in terms of the different kinds of services that it offers. And, you know, from our perspective, we want to be working on as many of these legs of the stool, as Dave says, as possible, because we know ultimately if we have a holistic deep integration that covers multiple traffic sources, also, you know, that offers UGC, that offers, you know, our email, that offers our full creative, our landing page services, all of these things just contribute to our ability to drive conversions. And so the more of these things that we can take on, the deeper integration that we can have, the more that we can control our own fate with the client and really, really provide more value just because we have expertise in all these different areas.
I'd probably argue that you probably have access to or are spending millions of dollars in ad spend per month. I'm probably right to assume that, and knowing that this traffic is going to Shopify stores. So are we able to talk a little bit about, you know, where this traffic is going? Because the reason I ask this question, and once again, I have like kind of first world examples of brands that I'm managing, and I always think of two sides. There's the ad creative side. Some of it could be UGC, but just the types of ad creative that's available. And then the other part is, where do you send that traffic? Because sometimes the traffic doesn't convert as well on a product details page versus a custom crafted landing page. And I guess it really depends on the mindset around, well, what is the end goal here today? Is this an awareness campaign? Is this a conversion optimized campaign? Like what are we trying to do here? So I would love to understand your mindset and the execution of kind of what Pilot House does, and where do you believe, you know, the best traffic, where does it need to go to, and the types of creative that are working well today?
Yeah, we've had brands struggling on Shopify, great product, but they're just not getting a profitable return on ad spend until we deploy these pre-sell pages. Within a pre-sell page, you've just got a lot more flexibility, testing capabilities, and we've literally seen 10x ROI compared to same product, same campaign, just sending it to the directly to Shopify or going through these pages. So for any store owners out there who aren't using pages, you know, you've got to test it, which means either use a, you know, third party builder like Instapage, which is our preference, or there is apps on Shopify, you know, Shogun, Zipify, things like that. Most of them do integrate with Shopify nowadays anyhow. The other thing is we break that down, right? We actually did an internal session at Pilot House. Why did this work? And since then we've deployed it on pre-sales and advertorials on all clients because it's, again, you've got to turn that stone over. You've got to find out if it's going to work. Site speed is a big one. You know, a little test anyone can do to find out if this is something worth leaning into and investing in. If you go into your Facebook ads manager, just look at your unique outbound link clicks and compare that to your unique landing page views. And what that tells you is people who clicked the link on your ad, how many of them actually stayed on your page long enough for your pixel to fire? And you'll be surprised that the range of traffic that you're paying for, you still pay for that click, but they're not even getting the page to load fully to the point where the pixel is loaded. And so we're talking 10, 20, sometimes 30% of traffic is poof, gone. You paid for it, but your page didn't load fast enough. So that's where these pages can come in. You can build them a lot more lightweight. They don't have to load a full, you know, e-commerce platform in order to tell your story.
I love that. Anything else that's top of mind, Eric?
I think the other piece there is just that it gives you this ability to really leverage direct response, you know, marketing, which is where we come from with our affiliate background. We employ a team of copywriters who are, you know, grizzled veterans in the copywriting space. And they're, you know, really able to take customers on a journey that isn't always possible on a product description page or even a homepage. It's really a focused experience for people that we find just sell it, just old school direct response kind of marketing tactics that allows this technology of these pre-sale pages allows us to leverage, you know, this classic technology of direct response copywriting. And that right there just makes a lot of the difference. It also makes your targeting even easier in my view, because it allows you to target on these traffic networks broader traffic, broader audiences, and then really let the page do the heavy lifting when it comes to converting users. And that is even more relevant in the, you know, the upcoming world where fidelity around data, you know, is in question with the iOS 14. So really just leaning back on some of those old school direct response methods has really, really helped us.
Doesn't it bring in this, you know, this concept of the customer journey, right? Which is they all, you know, the classic thing people say, don't ask someone to marry you on your first date kind of situation, right? And when you send them right to a product page, it's essentially what you're doing. And by adding extra steps, although that's adding extra friction, it is expanding that customer journey a little bit. And when you pair that with a direct response mindset, which is, I'm not here to just educate you and send you on your way. I'm here to get you to the end of this funnel, right? I'm here to close you today, but I'm just not going to ask you for the close quite yet, right? I'm going to tell you a story first. Like any, you know, vacuum sales, if someone knocks on your door, their intention is to sell you a vacuum today. You should see the bells and whistles they put you through before they ask you for the sale. It's essentially what we're doing with these pre-sales and advertorials.
I've even seen some long form product details pages, which is more similar to what you're talking about, but you're talking about instead of loading Shopify completely, either custom pages built onto Shopify's network or long form product details pages. I know for a fact that long form, I have quite a few brands like in the supplement kind of sports nutrition world. And what's interesting is I always tell them is that you got to tell your whole story. Yes, above the fold is a lot of the details about the product and its benefits and reviews and subscribe and save and these sorts of basic things, which I think you need to have. But as you continue to scroll down, all of a sudden the story begins, hey, why will you love us? We make, you know, herbs, vitamins, and minerals simple. And they get into the whole storytelling around the product and the timeline. This is a prenatal kind of supplement opportunity, but they really get into the storytelling. So it sounds like what you guys do either through Instapage or Shogun or there's quite a few landing page type builder solutions out there, but you're building these custom integrations so that you're telling the story. As you said, it's lightweight and yes, I want to close the deal today, but I want to kind of nurture it along a journey and a storytelling. And then when I get to the bottom, it's like, it's a no-brainer that this is probably right with all the social proof and all the things that you need to convert a sale.
Exactly. And our speed to market with these pages is just so fast. We have clients that we're making multiple versions of these pre-sale pages every week that we're testing. And it allows you to do more creative things in that post-click environment. So sometimes you're not even just telling the story of the product. Like, one of the strategies that works really well for us, if anyone out there has ever been on a Shark Tank or a Dragon's Den or one of these type shows, you can put your whole founder's story into one of these pages. And so by the time people get to the bottom of these pages, they're bought in on your products, but they could be bought in on your brand. They could be bought in on your founder's story. All these things kind of open up to you.
Let's get into some of the, I guess I call it almost framework. I think you have, based on my research, I understand you have a very focused framework. And I think there's three main points that you want to talk about today. We have entrepreneurs in different maturity levels. They're all over the map. Some are early stage, some in the mid-market, some people are on the enterprise side that are listening in today. From your vantage point, I would love if you could share and give your advice today. These brands are looking to grow and scale. I would just like to understand the Pilot House framework and why it's working.
Yeah, so I mean, here's a framework to focus on. And the beauty, although it's simplified, it doesn't matter what stage business you're in, it still applies. There are only three ways to grow your Shopify store. Number one, increase the number of purchases. Number two, increase the average transaction value. And number three, increase the frequency of repurchase. So obviously high level strategy, fairly simple, but what we can chat through is, jump into each of these and go about how does Pilot House think about the actual tactical side of each of these, because there are very specific apps on Shopify, very specific strategies on Shopify that you can use to increase each of these three areas. The problem is that most brands focus on number one, increasing the number of purchases, right? It's just because that's the most logical one. The challenge is your cost per acquisition, especially if you're out there buying traffic on Facebook and Google, like we said. It's difficult to acquire a customer at a profitable rate. That's where number two and number three come in, because the higher your average order value and the higher your repurchase rate, the higher CPA you can tolerate on the front end, because you're going to get a stronger ROAS, stronger return on ad spend. And this is actually key. We often find brands trying to find ways to lower their CPA, when in fact, we think they should be finding ways to update their model so that they can afford higher CPAs. Because with higher CPA tolerance comes more scale, more machine learning. You can exit learning phase faster because you're spending faster. You've got more momentum on your media buys. And ultimately, you can avoid this stop-start that we see so often. If you've got inventory challenges, your Facebook acquisition is going to be challenging because you're constantly stopping and starting. If you've got funding issues, if you've got ad spend limits, people shoot themselves in the foot so often because of that type of thinking. So why don't we dive into a few of these? We can go for a pretty quick drive just because, again, I think it's where most people focus their energy. Conversion rate, obviously, is the name of the game here, right? We're sending traffic. We've already spoken to pre-sale pages. We've spoken to site speed. We've spoken to, copywriting, storytelling, angle testing. On the front end, what we encourage any brand out there to do is just think of all the different ways of selling your product. And, hire people or, build a team around making that creative, getting that onto your pages, into your ads, and just iterate very, very, very quickly. And by doing that, you're going to feed the machine and increase your conversion rate.
I think angles is a really good thing you bring up. It's something that, that comes from our performance marketing background, where you don't want to just think about your product from one angle or, of why people might want to use it. It really benefits you to come up with a series of 3 to 5 different, totally separate angles. And within those angles, you can test them. And Dave said build a team, but you can also just brainstorm and just go into a room with your team, your current team or yourself, and just really start thinking about who your customer avatars are and why they would benefit, what problems problems they have and really kind of dig into each of those angles and then create campaigns around those angles. And then within there, you can have multiple variations to test which of those particular angles works best. And this kind of speaks to the testing methodology that we use at Pilot House. We keep saying that relentless iteration. That's one thing that we really strive across pre-sale pages, creatives, angles, all these things, is that we're sort of constantly testing things. And then in a fairly controlled fashion with a process that we call gold coin testing, we're actually isolating individual variables that work best and building creatives that have multiple aspects of them that have been sort of tested, whether that's the headline, whether that's the image, whether that's the copy, whether that's the call to action or the button. All of these things can be tested in isolation and be sort of then stacked together to form much higher converting creatives over time. And this sort of mindset and sort of methodology that goes into this testing is something that really is, I think, the core of what Pilot House does. I think there may be other agencies out there or brand owners who throw their creatives up and really hope Facebook does the work. But with us, we force the issue. You know, we are, with the amount of things that we're testing in this controlled fashion, we really are able to kind of, you know, find those winning angles, those winning images, those winning headlines. And it's a never-ending process. You know, we always have winners, and those winners get the lion's share of the, you know, the scaling traffic. But yeah, we really will constantly be testing to find new winners and ways to constantly improve those.
Eric, I would agree with you too about the avatar and just kind of understanding who your target audience actually is. And I do recommend, this is more of a side note, but I do recommend one particular app that's free in the App Store from a company called Faraday, F-A-R-A-D-A-Y, Faraday Personas and Insights. Now, they do have an enterprise kind of solution that's kind of separate to this. But what's interesting about this, for those that maybe, if you don't know your first party data, you haven't actually had it analyzed and cross-referenced to, you know, psychographic and demographic information, that's what Faraday can do. So if you're listening today, I'll put it in the link in the show notes, but it's called Faraday Personas and Insights. And it really will help you understand who are your customers, and it actually breaks it down. It names them. And so it just looks at all your Shopify order data of your existing customers. This is first party data inside your store. But then, like I said, it's cross-referencing the demographic information and psychographic information from a third party database, combines the two together and says, okay, this is the full range of your customers. And then they have them organized in groups or almost like, I'd call them like, not really groups, but almost like cohorts of your target audience. And they're actually labeled with a proper name to them. And so it opens up some dialogue about, you know, hey, based on my current marketing initiatives, this is my 7, 8, 9, 10 different personas that are buying from me today. How can I use this information? How can I expand upon my marketing initiatives based on these different personas? And you can see it over time, certain campaigns are resonating with certain cohorts of people. And so this free app is kind of running in the background, giving this data. And so, like, using Pilot House, using another agency, doing it yourself in-house, whatever you're doing, it's an interesting little piece of tech just to be sitting there on the sidelines, just to kind of corroborate the kind of the marketing initiatives that you're currently doing.
Even beyond that too, one of the things that we always preach is just really digging into your customer reviews, digging into your customer comments, you know, clicking through to people's profiles when possible. You know, all that data exists on, whether it's on Facebook, but this is pretty neat to be able to lay it out there in such a neat fashion. I'm going to check that out.
So I wrote the two other things here. So one was, you said to increase the average transactional value. Can we expand upon that a bit?
Yeah, I mean, this is the quickest win. I mean, just if you're going to take anything from this cast, if you're a, you know, new Shopify owner, if you aren't doing upsells in your store right now, you will overnight improve your metrics considerably. So, you know, number of apps out there, one-click upsell, sell up, they've gone through this big reform. Even Shopify onboarded a couple of them. Every step of the journey, every page that a user goes to, there's typically opportunities to increase that average transaction value. So one of the main reasons we use pre-sales for is, again, you're warming them up so that you can actually offer them something bigger. So if you're selling a product, by the time they get to the bottom, you're now able to offer a bundle instead of the one-off product on Shopify PDP page. Because especially, you know, so bundling, we look at sort of the pre as the first offer. When they click add to cart, you've got an opportunity for a button upsell. That one's a little bit more invasive. We don't use that one as often. Our preferred way, or, you know, the low friction ways would be the
next step, which is your in-cart upsell opportunity. You know, if you added product A, you might also like product B. I mean, Amazon, you know, pioneered that back in the day. I'd say probably the most powerful is your post-purchase upsell. And the way to think about it, you've got someone who just committed to the brand. They're a believer. They're willing to, you know, take the risk and try your product. If you're going to put any upsell and test anything, just test more of the same. That has hands down been the longest standing top performing post-purchase upsell, is just more of the same. They just committed to buying it, especially if you have a product that requires longer term use. If you're selling skincare, if you're doing anything consumable, anything habit-based, it's actually really powerful. Even, you know, get the founder, get a video on the post-purchase page and just say, welcome to the family, you know, do a bunch of warm and fuzzy stuff, but then also say like, hey, we're on a journey together. One bottle isn't going to change your life. So we're already shipping you a package. Let's get you that second month supply, that third month supply today. And I'm going to give you this discount because, you know, we're going to ship it in one box instead of three. And then we're going to really change your life together.
You're absolutely right on that. And then there are, and I'll make sure in the show notes, I have links to a lot of the post-purchase upsell apps. I think there's even, I think Pixel Union has a ultimate special offers. And I think they've recently added a post-purchase upsell option to their tool. And with the subscription APIs being open and a few other kind of APIs being opened up, it allows for people that are on Shopify Payments to be able to do this pretty seamlessly now, both in cart and then post-purchase too, by keeping the credit card details, like card vaulting and whatever they call it. So that's pretty interesting. And so the last one, I guess, would be increasing the frequency of repurchase. So let's dig into that one.
So that's going to happen mostly through your email and your SMS remarketing. So, you know, this goes into kind of understanding what your product life cycle is in a way and what can be reasonably expected in terms of, you know, making that repurchase. But yeah, I think it's just a matter of basically, you know, engaging the customers, knowing what your product life cycle is, and then adding in aspects like loyalty programs and options for ambassador programs, which is ways to kind of bring people into your brand more and more. Once they're on your list, you know, you really just have that ability to, you know, launch new products to them and just kind of keep them in that environment. You know, SMS is something that we're using more and more with clients. I sort of refer to it as like an asymmetrical opportunity where, you know, emails have a 20-30% open rate. You know, SMS obviously has 90-95%. You just have to be very careful that you're not overusing that. But the thing that I see again and again on my podcast is people using that as really their VIP program. So really just really treating their biggest, best customers with, you know, either advanced notice or deeper discounts or things like that when it comes to product launches. You don't want to overuse SMS, but when you use it in the right way, it can be incredibly powerful.
Then how does subscriptions fit into this whole world? Because some brands, I believe, should be doing subscriptions, but a lot of them are a little bit standoffish because they're just worried about maybe executing it correctly. So just curious on your feedback on that.
Absolutely. I mean, always find ways, and we promote it right again on that pre-sale page. When they click from the pre-sale page to Shopify, we prioritize that click on the subscribe button as opposed to the, you know, add to cart button. If you got an add to cart button on your site and you got a pop-up or something of that nature, make sure that we always try push towards the subscription being auto populated. And of course you got to back that up with text and make sure it's called out and people are aware of it, but lean into subscription 100%. Other ways that I think anyone can do, it's cost effective, doesn't cost you anything. And it pays back in many ways, you know, calling your customer, get your marketing team right now. I don't care who they are, even if they're an agency, get them to contact people in your circle. Get them to contact customers, get them to call and say, thank you for joining the family. Tell us about your experience and just listen. And what that happens is it opens the door to, you know, building more loyalty, but you can also start to get creative. You can start asking for things like UGC we talked about earlier. There's no better UGC than authentic UGC from your customers. And you can start to reward them, you know, make it, you know, gamify it a little bit. You want people to use your product more frequently, creates habits. So by contacting a customer and or even just doing an email that says, hey, you know, send us a quick video letting us know what your experience was like and we'll send you more product for free. You've now done two things. One, you've created a bunch of powerful content that you can send to your media buying team to drive more sales, but you've also created an additional contact point with your customer and you've got more products in their hand to build better, stronger habits.
I'd add too, I think calling is a really human one-on-one thing to do. I would totally agree with you. I would also would add another great tool that I recommend to a lot of brands is from a company called Enquire Labs. And what Enquire Labs does, I'll put the link in the show notes. What's interesting about there, I think Matt is their co-founder over there, but it's an interesting solution where it's a post-purchase survey. And they literally ask like one or two questions, typically two questions. How did you hear about us? And then potentially another drop down after that. You know, a lot of times you could add podcast or Facebook or a friend told me or word of mouth. Because what's interesting is that personally, I think that word of mouth is an elephant in the room. Personally, I think that sort of attribution is really hard just to give it directly to Facebook every single time. And I think the nice thing about having a post-purchase survey, these are happy or hopefully happy customers that have made a purchase. If you have something that pops up at the end with this simple, low friction way of just corroborating where the ad spend is going or where you believe your money is being spent to acquire this customer, because they're going to tell you directly with a very quick, hey, I'm so happy I just bought these pair of shoes, I'm excited for them to arrive. How'd you hear about us? With a simple drop down and maybe even a little extra little field at the bottom there. So highly recommend. I'm not sure if that's something that's part of your workflow, but I think it just helps. It helps validate that in fact, the money that you're spending to acquire new customers, is it actually in line in the appropriate percentages that matches where the ad spend and where the customers say they actually did hear about you or learn about you?
And it comes down to data. And one of the other cool use cases that I've recently come across in one of my podcasts, I was interviewing Huron, which is like a men's body wash company, a really great brand. And they have a private Slack group that they offer to people once they achieve some level of, you know, repurchase, essentially. They get this invite to this private Slack group. And then that just becomes this, like, it's the first time I'd ever heard a D2C brand actually using Slack. Like, we live on Slack as an agency. We're sending 5,000 Slack messages a day or some ridiculous thing. But they were using it as a way to sort of, like, gather their best customers together and then constantly be asking them about different products they might want to launch. Or they just build this incredible brain trust of people who already love their brand, who can give them feedback on any manner of thing. So I thought that was a pretty cool use case for customer research.
I'll make sure I add that to show notes too. I've not heard of Huron, but...
Yeah, useheron.com. I'll give them a plug. They're a great looking company.
So let's talk about the future for Pilot House. I understand what you do today. I know there's lots of growth happening both inside the company and how you're helping Shopify brands, but just would love to understand how you're going to continue to evolve the company. Is there any partner alignment or innovation? Just end of the day, how are you going to continue to offer value and assistance for Shopify brands?
Our North Star has always been aligning to client profit and basically just, you know, blasting through any barriers that come up. Everything we do is built on this model, the model being the hybrid between this traditional world and affiliate world, where unlike traditional agencies, Pilot House does charge a retainer, but it does not profit on retainer. Of course, that's the issue with traditional agencies is the agency wins regardless of client performance. Win or lose, the agency secures profits. Whereas affiliates, it's pure alignment. They only win when they deliver a result. So that's the second half of how Pilot House bills. It's a performance incentive. Typically, it's a percentage of ROAS. So if there's no ROAS, there's no profit for the client, and therefore there's no profit for Pilot House. Retainers really just cover the cost of the salary of the team being deployed. So it's a team of three, it's going to be a smaller retainer. Team of 10, bigger retainer. So as we look forward, for us, it's always just asking the question, what's the current weakest link in the chain, and how do we build resources and talent around solving that? So right now we see gaps, honestly, on Shopify development. You know, a lot of agencies out there that don't know performance, and it's crazy the hourly rates of these Shopify developers just to build stuff, and people are often just stacking apps on top of apps on top of apps, and now you're go throw that in a Google site speed, right? So like we're trying to just find ways to innovate in those areas and help our partners and Shopify store owners just break down these barriers, optimize their stores. So, you know, if anyone out there is a Shopify development resource, definitely, you know, hit me up. I'd love to chat. I'm wanting to learn more about this space and see how Pilot House can expand in that area. Creative Studio is the next one. We've got a studio as it is, but we're remainder of 2021 into 2022. We're going big on creative.
from my side of things on the content, we haven't really touched a little bit on the newsletter that I run, but essentially I came on in the beginning of the pandemic here and we just started creating content on top of what Pilot House was doing. We integrated super deeply to the point where we now create two podcasts a week, two newsletters a week. And what we do with that is we sort of filter all of the top end learnings that are happening with our team. So whether that's a new ad unit that's working, a new call to action that's working, a new copywriting tip, essentially, that we basically sort of query our staff on a weekly basis and then filter all of that into this free weekly newsletter that you can subscribe to at directtoconsumer.co. You can also find our podcast there. But basically, that's something that we really are keen on doing through 2021 as well. Just continue to sort of develop our thought leadership by putting out, you know, as much high value information as we can. So far, it's been an amazing process. We've built a really great community. We have a membership community as well called D2Cplus.co, where if you're a brand owner, you're interested in kind of learning, going that level deeper, where we have monthly workshops. And we just launched something this week that I'm excited about. It's called the Test This List. And it basically is something, if you join D2C Plus, you're going to get a weekly email from a senior meter buyer who's now joined the D2C Plus team, where she's going to go to all the different Pilot House staff members and get like just simple actionable tips that are working that particular week, that will get this list of called the Test This List. And we really think that'll be a great way to help our brand owners and Shopify store owners kind of grow within our D2C Plus community.
And I do subscribe to your newsletter. I love it. I love the roll-ups that are in there too, because I mean, there's your wholly owned kind of internal content, but also there's lots of external subject matter experts that are sharing a lot of great content. So I think that's very notable that you do that. And the D2C podcast also, I subscribe to it. I think it's just, there's just so much content. There's so much education available. And I think those that, you know, obviously you're listening to the show today, you have a mindset of wanting to grow, and that's the only way to do it is, and there's a few shows, it's hard to get people to change their listening habits. But if you're not listening to D2C podcast, 100% recommend that you do that. I do get a lot of value out of it. And I'm heavily involved in this industry for the last 20 years. And being inside Shopify, like I get it and how to help brands more because of the partners have really helped me educate myself about the problems that they're solving. And now agencies now are getting involved in my podcast too, like we're doing today, to understand the challenges, but the winnings that are happening. So one thing we did chat about, I just offline before recording today, and I understand that you would like to offer for those that are interested in maybe, I don't know, dipping their toes a bit in, I don't know, the Pilot House pool, so to speak. What sort of offer did you want to share today?
We thought about how's the best way we can add value. And what we basically wanted to put together was, it's something we honestly have not done until recently, which is offer creative, Pilot House creative external to folks other than our clients. We've just been building our team quite rapidly, really leaning into it. And now we have, you know, the ability to deliver UGC content, of course, studio content, post-production is something that we're finding a need from a lot of Shopify store owners, where they've got repositories chock-a-block full. They've hired, you know, tons of agencies in the past, and they've just got it all sitting there. But converting it from a Google Drive folder into a top-performing ad in Facebook is the actual missing link. So we basically just, you know, deploying our resources, taking those repositories, putting them into the winning templates that we're seeing working. And oftentimes it is kind of a flavor of the day sort of thing. You know, memes right now, you know, are crushing. And to be able to do that in an elegant way where it's not super cheesy or tacky, but to actually come up with a thoughtful meme for your brand and then turn that, you know, get that content out there. Yeah. So basically what we'd like to do is give all listeners a 30% off, you know, discount just to try it out. Just being totally forthright and assertive, the goal is ongoing monthly packages. And the reason is because creative needs a feedback loop. It's not about just a one-time thing. See you later. Good luck. You have to know, did it work? Did it not work? If it did work, what can we learn from that? How can we iterate the next batch to be even better? And how do we scrub out the stuff that totally tanked? And that process does take time. So I think people are being misserved if they're just buying one-off, one-time things. You really have to find a partner and commit.
So that will be at ecommercefastlane.com/Pilot House, and that will redirect to a landing page to get that creative packages and get that all set up. So certainly implore people who are listening in now and you're looking to, I guess, expand your creative. And like I said, I think it really will open up. I think it's a gateway drug personally. I think because once you see the value of what Pilot House is doing, when you can see the creative side of the business and kind of this, how this may be able to help your brand, then you'll find out, there's other performance marketing things that maybe I might need to consider also. And so I think that's very notable you're offering that. And thank you for sharing that with everybody today. Once again, guys, thank you so much for, you know, coming on the show today. I really appreciate you kind of giving back. We're in really challenging times right now. I know that some people that want vaccines, things are starting to open up slowly but surely. I still think that direct to consumer really still is the way of the future. People are just so used to it now. And I believe you're positioning your agency in the right way, that it's really not just about, giving money to an agency and just hoping that there's going to be some performance and some ROAS out of that. It's, you guys get paid based on the success of the overall relationship. And I think it's a really good paradigm shift. And I want to thank you both for coming on the show and just sharing your knowledge and, vision, just giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Likewise, very, very much appreciate you having us, Steve.
Anytime. Yeah, this has been fantastic. I look forward to integrating more and more with Shopify. My brother works for Shopify, so it's a natural fit. I love it.
All right, guys, well, have yourself a great day. This episode is brought to you by Yotpo SMS Bump, the leading SMS marketing solution for e-commerce brands looking to build a top revenue channel. Built for compliance, SMS Bump helps you recover carts, launch targeted campaigns, and engage in truly conversational commerce. Join over 90,000 businesses that use SMS Bump to build meaningful relationships with their customers and sell online. So check them out today. Click the link in the show notes, visit the Shopify App Store or ecommercefastlane.com/SMS Bump and see why over 90,000 other brands choose SMS Bump. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.